In a park alongside the frozen Mississippi River, volunteers are taking down millions of lights that decorated trees for the past few weeks. They're also clearing out Santa's house and dismantling animated light displays, like the fire-breathing dragon and colorful Ferris wheel. The roadway lights are free, but pedestrians and drivers are encouraged to donate food and money for local nonprofits. It ends up being one of the biggest food drives in the region. With Thanksgiving falling later this year, the Rotary lights were a week shorter than usual. There was some concern about how this would affect local food pantries.
Well, based on the number of days we had for operation, probably our best year ever.
Rotary Lights president Pat Stevens says while they may not have beat last year's record of more than 232,000 food items collected, people were definitely donating more food and money on any given day. He says people were stepping it up because they knew there were fewer days to make donations.
In the old days, I think we would get maybe a can or two from some cars and so on. And now, bless their souls, we're getting a box of food and a $20 bill. People know it's for a good cause and a good mission. They want to help, and it's the time of year where people, I think, have that extra spark to want to do something.
La Crosse's Rotary Lights officials have helped 12 other communities start their own displays and food drives, including Oshkosh, Marshfield, and Wanakee. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.